What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to the phones, I got to hit a couple of news stories. Now, everybody was talking about, oh, Hillary's screaming, Russia hacked the elections, and they're portraying Hillary as a sore loser. Desperation on the cusp of madness. So now they're trying to take the focus off of Hillary asking for a recount, and they persuaded Jill Stein, the candidate from the Green Party, to file for recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, let's be very honest. Jill Stein has no hope whatsoever of gaining anything from the recounts because she was that far behind the two major candidates. And she's going to have to raise money to pay for the recounts. So this may be a non-starter to begin with. But it shows the degree of desperation in that narcocracy that they want to hold on to power by any means, fair or foul, emphasis on the foul. A couple more stories from the economy, then we're going to go back to the phones here. A judge has now blocked Obama's rule extending overtime pay to 4.2 million U.S. workers. And this was one of the things that I agreed with Obama on. And I cannot comprehend the thinking we have seen come out of the nation's economic managers. Because if you are not paying your workers decent wages and salaries, they are not going to be going down to those shopping malls and buying things. And the word is now that turnout for Black Friday is expected to be unusually low, and the retailers are panicking. Why aren't they coming in here? They don't have any money. If you want them to come on in and buy your products, you have to make sure they've got the money to do it with. Oh, no, we've got credit cards. We'll take the credit cards from them. These people don't want to be in debt anymore. The system is breaking down. And until it is rebalanced and ordinary people able, once again, to earn a decent living, this economy cannot work. Having all the money up at the very, very top is not a functioning economy. Now, Donald Trump wants to bring manufacturing back to this country. I absolutely agree. We need to bring these high-paying jobs back for Americans to have so that they can go to the shopping malls and buy stuff. Pay their mortgages, buy new cars, take care of their kids. There's another reason to bring the manufacturing back here as well. And that's to basically return to having quality products we can buy at the stores. Because the importers, for the big box stores, they get whatever they can get at the lowest cost to maximize their profits. And it's why you will buy things at the big box stores that will break apart almost the day the warranty expires. There's also been a huge problem with pirated goods. And worse, defective pirated parts. It's actually a big problem in the airline industry. Counterfeit parts for airplanes that don't match the factory specifications. They can kill people with that. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Nash in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, happy Thanksgiving to you and Claire, and thanks for all the hard work and information you provide.
Thank you for the kind words.
I have questions on the Federal Reserve Bank.
Sure.
I believe I heard you say this, correct me if I'm wrong. One, that it's a Ponzi scheme. Two, that it's privately owned. And three, I think you said that interest paid back has to be paid in gold. Is that all correct?
That's exactly right. All three of those are correct. The Federal Reserve, the concept of the debt-based currency itself is a pyramid scheme. It only works as long as they can continually find new, larger populations of borrowers to allow the creation of new money, much of which is siphoned off to pay the interest on the old money. But when they run out of new borrowers, the system is going to collapse. History has shown it many times that that's going to happen. Now, up until recently, when a nation enslaved to a private central bank collapses, all the other nations enslaved to private central banks will step in, recapitalize, and restart the system again. And they've been playing this scam on the human race for about 300 years now.
Okay, now, Mike, if all that's true, that means that all the money that exists here, if we gave it back to them, it would no way come close to paying the principal, and all the gold would still not pay it all back. So therefore, whoever owns the Federal Reserve Bank owns everything in this country. Who owns the Federal Reserve Bank is my question now.
It's owned by several families, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers, I think, have an interest in it as well. It's about five or six of these hereditary banking clans that have brought this nation into a status of debt slavery. Now, getting on to your question number two, yes, the Federal Reserve is privately owned, and it's in business for its own enrichment. They called it the Federal Reserve because the original plan was to call it the Third Bank of the United States. But anybody who understood history realized what an unmitigated disaster the first and second banks of the United States had been. So in order to cloak the bank in a quasi-governmental shroud, if you will, they called it the Federal Reserve. But it's no more federal than Federal Express. And yes, there's a little handshake relationship with the government regarding selection of the chairman. But that's really for public display. It's a token control at best. Yeah, I would agree. If Donald Trump wanted to take direct control of the Federal Reserve the way Putin took direct control of Russia's central bank, I would be fully on board with that move. But the Federal Reserve is privately owned, and it's not here to serve the public. It's not here to serve the country. It's there to serve itself and turn a profit from this hoax of creating money out of thin air and then lending it to us at interest. And we have to pay back that money and interest with our labor. It's a system of enslavement. And most people don't realize that it is a system of enslavement. As you say, they own everything. They run everything. Remember what Rothschild, the founding Rothschild, said. Give me control of a nation's currency, and I care not who makes the laws. It's a form of governance. And it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former systems, it only works if the public is brainwashed into believing this is the way life is supposed to be. And more people are becoming private central bank heretics.
That's incredible. Okay, Mike, thank you. And you and Claire, have a nice Thanksgiving. How's the weather in Hawaii? It's cold here in Chicago. Cold and rainy.
Well, it's cloudy, a little bit of rain, very, very windy. But it's Hawaii and it is November, so that's the way it is. All right, thanks
okay,
an awful
Michael,
lot.
Enjoy the holiday.
We certainly will. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who have just rejoined our network. And moving on down the phone lines, Elizabeth in Connecticut. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Elizabeth?
Been listening to you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Been listening to you since about 2005. You're great. Here I am doing Thanksgiving dinner preparations and listening to one of my favorite radio shows. Actually, what I want to say really harkens back to the previous caller, because he was talking about the Federal Reserve, and I wanted to talk about the global elite and also about the alt-right. I started paying attention to the alt-right about 2 years ago when I came across a video called With Open Gates. I told you about it before, that just pretty much was a documentary on the flooding of Europe of Syrians and Africans. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, there's no room for, you know, Europeans. They need to have their own land. And then I just came across a documentary. Actually, these two Western guys, one I think he was Australian, and one was American, who moved to China and married two Chinese girls. They've been there for like a decade, but they cannot work. Once you marry, if you're not Chinese, you cannot work in China. So, you know, it's only in Western countries that we're forced to this multiculturalism. And it's not, right now CNN and they're all spouting white supremacy. I've watched these people. They're not supremacists. They're talking about the ethnostate, just like Israel has an ethnostate or China has an ethnostate. And, you know, America was like that pretty much 90% until 1965 and the Art Seller Act was pushed. And then I just wanted to ask you, have you ever read the Talmud?
I've read portions of it as part of my research. I haven't read the whole thing though. Can I back up on something here on this white issue? First of all, if you're getting ready to cook your turkey for Thanksgiving, my little helpful hint is in the stuffing you add a quarter cup of popcorn. and then you put the turkey in the oven, and when it blows its rear end off, it's done. Okay, that's my helpful household hint for Thanksgiving Day. Now then, I'm looking here at some screenshots that were taken of Wikipedia. This is Wikipedia's definitions for the following terms. Black pride, their definition. Black pride is a movement encouraging people to take pride in being black. Okay, then we move on to gay pride. Gay pride, or LGBT pride, is the positive stance against discrimination and violence toward lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender people to promote their self-affirmation. Next one, Asian pride. Asian pride is a positive stance to being Asian American. Then you go down to white pride. White pride is a slogan primarily used by white separatists, white nationalists, neo-Nazi, and white supremacist organizations to signal their racist viewpoints. Can you say bias here? I mean, we have all these other. We have all these groups like, you know, blacks are told to be proud that they're black, and Asians be proud you're Asian, and gay be proud that you're gay. And I don't have a problem with any of that. My problem is when white people want to be proud for being right, they're screaming, you're a racist, you're an enslaver, you're a plantation owner. And I get really sick and tired of that, especially when you consider my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad helping escaped slaves get to Canada. So stop screaming at me that I'm the descendant of slave owners, because I'm not.
Yeah, and also we're not the only culture that enslaves people. Almost all cultures enslaved people, and we were the first to free the slaves. So, I mean, the hypocrisy is shameless, and it is very, you know, kids, I want them to have a decent future. But anyway, I want to just go on this hypocrisy and about the Talmud. It's a very hateful document about all other races besides the chosen race. And these people at the SPLC and the ADL, they go off any white person who shows any, like, desire to maintain, you know, pride in their heritage. All of a sudden, they're these kooky kooks. And it's just totally
wrong. It's got nothing to do with the Talmud, okay? The idea of the globalists is they want to destroy the regional, historical, and cultural identity of everybody on Earth, blend them all together to make them easier to control. Because if you don't have a solid sense of who you are and what your place in the world and place in history is, you're easier to control. That's why we saw the attacks on the Confederate flag. We're seeing the flooding of Europe with all these Middle Easterners, the refugees and illegal immigrants into the United States. They're trying to erase this idea of a regional identity in order to bring us under their control. And it's backfiring terribly because, like everything else coming out of the liberal philosophy, it's based on that intellectual fraud of an idea that you can re-engineer the thoughts in the human brain by changing the environment around them. It's never worked. It never will. It's based on an intellectual hoax. Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa.
Yeah. Just one thing, though. I don't think it's across the board. I don't think they're doing it in China. I don't think they're doing it. I think it's really pointed at Western peoples, at Europeans in particular. And that's what's concerning me, because I don't see them, like, really, even with the pride issues, they're not concerned with other races.
They're basically trying to get rid of the one group most able to stand up and resist the rise of an oligarchical structure, and you know, the majority, you know, and that's what it's really all about. Anyway, Elizabeth, got to let you go. Got a bunch of callers, got a bunch of news, and we're getting short on time here. So we're going to switch over to John in Rancho Cucamonga. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, good afternoon, Mike. A great show again, as usual. I discussed with your call screener there that I had one topic, but I just wanted to make a secondary remark about Donald Trump, depending on how much time you give me. So first things first, one of your previous callers had stated that the mark of the beast is already here, and he gave us his interpretation of that, the 501c3, which is a section of the Title 26 of the U.S. Code, known as the Internal Revenue Code, and I agree with him that that has done a lot of damage in this country, but in my way of thinking, that's not really the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast, in my opinion, that prevents commerce from taking place unless it's complied with, is really the Social Security number. I cannot get employed without giving a Social Security number. This has been going on for many years, and even if I'm an independent consultant, which I am, if I tell my client who's hiring me for electrical engineering services that I don't want to fill out a W-9 form and I don't want to give him a Social Security number, guess what? He's going to go find another electrical engineer.
First of all, I hate to be the one to break this to you. It's no longer called the Social Security number because Social Security is bankrupt and they're going to be cutting off those checks really soon. It's now called the Taxpayer Identification Number, meaning that the money goes from you to them, but don't dare expect a penny of it to come back anytime soon.
Well, that you're absolutely right about that. I didn't think you were going to go into that. On the W-9 form, they do allow for the fact of the existence of a Social Security number, and they do put it in the area. When you put your Social Security number in there, it's under taxpayer ID information. So you're volunteering to be a taxpayer. Anyway, the second point, Mike, was that about Donald Trump, if he can slow down what's going on here with the globalism and the one world government, and if he does some of the things he says he's going to do, as far as the law and so forth, that would be something. And I think we should, count our blessings. I don't know that.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. Donald Trump on his worst day is still far better than Hillary Clinton on her best day.
The alternative. That's correct. That's correct. And the thing is, but unless we get control of the banking system, the central banking, where they make money out of nothing and then sell it to us for a certain amount of cash, and until we get the courts under control and have honest judges. And until we can get the lawyers out of everything and address their issues with pledging an oath to a foreign government, we're not going to quite get our country back. And I think
John, let me share an insight from Project Management Theory. Okay, you don't start out and say, we're going to do something really, really grand. You take the task that you want to accomplish and you break it into little, tiny, manageable, solvable tasks, and you do them one at a time. And yes, we'd like to see all these changes in the United States, but what's the first thing we need to do? And that is bring back an honest, verifiable election system.
Sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. I was looking at the end result, Mike. Not starting with that. I'm just saying we'll get to the end point. Hopefully we'll have time to do that.
All right. Well, John,
thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, hey, back in the 70s, they used to show us that gold in Fort Knox and whatnot. And since then, we haven't seen anything since Nixon took us off the gold standard completely and whatnot. My question is, we had a bunch of gold in the bottom of the Twin Towers and whatnot, and when Germany wanted their gold back, we sent them gold that was tungsten-centered.
Hold it. You got some of your facts a little bit discombobulated. There was gold stored at the base of the World Trade Towers, but it disappeared the night before 9/11 happened. When Germany demanded their gold back, what they got was gold that was not their original deposited bars. And it's important to understand these gold bullion depositories are like safety deposit boxes. The actual item that you put in is the item you will eventually take out. What Germany got back were gold bars that did not have the original German hallmarks and stamps on them, and when tested, turned out to be much, much less pure. Now, the tungsten cored gold bars are a separate issue that was uncovered in Germany when they were taking investment gold bars and starting to assay them for possible jewelry use. And by the way, it's also happened in New York, where jewelry companies who are making jewelry are buying these investment gold bars as a source of gold, and they'll dig into them to be making rings and bracelets, and all of a sudden their drills break. So somebody literally robbed Fort Knox. I think we have to look for Auric Goldfinger driving around here somewhere. Andy, going to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here. Kim in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Kim. All right, getting on back to the news here, let's talk a little bit about the refugee crisis and immigration. And with a mind to my comment before about the goal of the globalists is to destroy human sense of a regional, cultural, historical identity. Because if you don't have a strong sense of who you are much easier to control. So we're looking over at Germany, and almost half of Germans are now of the opinion that all of this refugee migration is undermining their society. It's turning into something other than Germany. The nation that they grew up in, built, and loved is vanishing before their very eyes. And that is exactly what the globalists are trying to do all over Europe and here in the United States of America. And in these last few weeks of Obama's administration, they're keeping the gates wide open and continuing these various abuses. Apparently over in Philadelphia, which is maintaining their sanctuary city policy, the Philadelphia police refused to hand over an alleged child rapist for deportation, was here illegally, raped a child, and the police let him bail out. He's back on the streets. I have to wonder at what point the citizens of these various sanctuary cities are going to have had enough and start marching on City Hall and say, this city belongs to those of us who live here and work here and built this place. And it's not to be taken away from us and given away to people who couldn't make it in their own countries. And that's the reality of what's going on here. They have been surveying all these refugees coming into Europe. Only 13% of them are coming from the war areas. Everybody else is just taking advantage of the open borders to come up into Europe and get free stuff. Now, down in Nassau County, Florida, a sheriff's deputy, Eric Oliver, was struck by a vehicle full of illegal aliens that was running from Border Patrol agents on Tuesday. If we didn't have this open borders policy, he would still be alive today. Now, earlier in the week, we mentioned how the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General mentioned that some blank green cards have gone missing and expressed concern that these cards could be used to allow criminals and illegal immigrants and terrorists to remain in this country. Well, it turns out the problem was a little bit bigger than they let on, because now they're acknowledging it's 200,000 blank green cards have vanished. And that's 200,000 illegal immigrants, criminals, and terrorists who are going to be walking around the streets. Meanwhile, in all of these sanctuary cities across America, we're seeing crime skyrocket. And it's not just here in the United States. Over in Austria, they're seeing a significant rise in criminal complaints made against the refugees. I love that video we had earlier in the week where 60 Minutes went over to Europe to make a positive video about the refugees. And wow, wasn't it wonderful having all this multiculturalism come on in? And they got attacked and beaten up by the refugees. Now, over at the United Nations, the Secretary General is weeping and wringing his hands and crying that the masses have rejected globalism in favor of nationalism. I hate to tell you this, but we masses, we are the civilization here. And we do have a right to decide what's going to work for ourselves. And the big problem with globalism is everywhere it's being implemented, it has been a disaster for ordinary people. The globalists love it. They're building a single giant planetary human ranch on which they can permanently harvest all of our wealth, to build themselves crystal palaces to live in. And they all dream of that golden throne of planet Earth, whose seat will be eventually polished by their own back end. That's what's in their dreams here. But for everybody else, it's been a disaster. Why should we go along with a policy that is harming ourselves, our communities, our country? What are you thinking? We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to give you a little history of Fort Knox, because a lot of people are very concerned what's been going on there. First of all, the last actual audit of the gold in Fort Knox was in 1953. I was 1 year old. Now, in 1974, 3 years after Nixon's gold shock, when people were starting to wonder if there still was the American people's gold in Fort Knox, because remember, when Roosevelt confiscated all the gold and they built Fort Knox to house it, they were out there saying, it's still the American people's gold, and we will take good care of it for you, suckers. So, in 1974, they had what they called a televised audit. It was nothing of the sort. They allowed television crews and some witnesses down there. They opened the doors and let people look at a stack of gold. They weren't allowed to touch it or test it, but they only opened one of the vaults. Now, in theory, Fort Knox audits the gold every year, not by counting the actual gold bricks, but by walking around and counting the vault doors that still have the seals on them. But we know seals can be faked. And interestingly enough, 7 of the last 12 of those audit reports are missing. We found that out during a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. So we don't really know, and we certainly should not ever take the U.S. government's word about anything, especially as important as our gold. especially when we saw how the New York Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan, Bank of France, Bank of England were playing fast and loose with other people's gold. You know, a few years back, I got to do a couple of segments on History Channel's America's Book of Secrets, and one of the segments was called The Gold Conspiracy. And when it came on out, we were all denounced by all these financial writers. How could you even begin to say that we're not being trustworthy with other people's gold and, you know, that there might not be gold in Fort Knox? And over the last several years, it's come on out. Everything that we had in that show has been verified and vindicated. Gold prices were being fixed along with LIBOR and everything else. Tungsten cored gold bars. How do we know that everything that's in Fort Knox isn't really gold-plated tungsten? Unless somebody goes down there, counts the bars, and runs an ultrasound test. We don't know. We're just asked to blindly trust the government, and that, of course, is the biggest mistake anybody can make. Now, moving on, you remember what I said about the anti-Trump protesters not putting out a positive public image to gain any kind of support? Over in Chicago, there was a video about how these four men beat up an elderly supporter of Donald Trump, left him on the ground, and stole his car. You know, we're doing this for love and Hillary and all the rest of this other stuff. Well, the good news is, apparently the four, identified from the video that was shot at the scene, have now been arrested by the Chicago Police Department. Boy, if there's any group that ought to be sent over to that torture center the Chicago police were running, it's these four. And let's find out who put him up to it. Okay. Now, getting into Brexit. Hang on just a second, because somebody just sent me a story. Apparently, Dallas is now on the verge of having to declare bankruptcy. Their pension plan is $7 billion short of meeting its obligations. They need $1 billion right now just to stay current, and Dallas' annual budget is only $3 billion. And this gets on back to that mortgage-backed security fraud on Wall Street that made all these Wall Street people insanely rich, and nobody went to jail for any of it. Because when they were putting together these mortgage-backed security bundles back in 2007, 2008, they were hot items. Everybody wanted them. Wall Street's pet rating agencies rated these bundles all AAA, which made it legal for pension plans to invest in them. And pension plans did. And then the whole fraud collapsed, and pensions all over America were defunded. And nobody has the courage to stand up and say, this is the fault of the guys on Wall Street. Instead, cities are being driven into bankruptcy. Or the managers of pensions are saying, oh, you guys, you're living too long. You were supposed to die 6 months after you stopped working for us. Why? What is this getting into old age thing? If you're a loyal American, you'll commit suicide as soon as you're no longer useful to the corporations. Yes, have faith and you'll be renewed. That's a reference to Logan's Run, the original movie, where you were only allowed to live to 30 years old. And after that, well, you were just too old to be of any use to anybody, and poof, you're gone. So getting on back to Brexit, we are hearing now that Virgin Group chief Sir Richard Branson is backrolling a scheme to find some way to stop the Brexit. This is from a leaked memo. And they're going to bring back phony Tony Blair, the guy who lied Great Britain into the war in Iraq. They somehow feel that he's going to be the voice that will rally the British people to remain the slaves of the European Central Bank and let Brussels tell them how to live their lives. It's amazing here. It's kind of an oddball story. Over in Pennsylvania, a truck driver, Darren C. Walp, was on the road with a truck full of corn on a Gage County highway, when he was notified by text message that his job had just disappeared. And so I guess Darren figured, well, you know, if I don't have a job anymore, I'm not going to do the job anymore. And he left 1,000 bushels of corn lying on the road. And unfortunately, they arrested him for creating a public nuisance, and he's bonded out of jail. But shows, you know, I'm sure that a lot of bosses are thinking about how great it would be to text message somebody they've just been fired so they don't have to deal with the repercussions. Well, the repercussions are still going to happen. All right, let's talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Accusations are still flying back and forth over the young lady who has had her arm destroyed, probably going to have to be amputated by a concussion grenade. The police are saying, no, we weren't using concussion grenades. She was carrying a pipe bomb. There's another story that came out of Oroz.com. Apparently, one of the protesters was shot in both kneecaps by Standing Rock police. It's just amazing. Now, there's a video that we have on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com where Mandan sheriffs threaten to arrest water protectors. And the story is very, very simple. Okay? These two people were wearing Water is Life shirts. And they were just in this restaurant having lunch, and they weren't bothering anybody. And the two police officers asked them to come over to the table and then told them they had to leave the restaurant immediately or face arrest for disorderly conduct. And it's all captured on video. These people were not being disorderly. They were just minding their own business, eating their lunch, and the police call them on over and say, get out of the restaurant. You're being disorderly. We're going to put you in jail. And then the police wonder why they're not getting any sympathy from the American public when one of them gets shot. I think what is going on is that too many entities, organizations, whatever, are absolutely convinced that they can control their public image through that corporate media because they have in the past. But they can't anymore. First of all, because nobody trusts the corporate media anymore. Last poll I saw, only 6% of Americans trust that corporate media. And people are shooting their own videos, they're going viral, and we're seeing what the reality is. And so if the police want a positive public image, the police in public have to create it. They can't just hire an ad agency or a public relations firm to plant some news on the TV set to remind everybody how great they are. That doesn't work anymore. Not in an age where police brutality is instantly transmitted all over the country. Now, hopefully, this is going to calm things down. It could go the other way. But hundreds of U.S. military veterans are now heading to Standing Rock to defend those Dakota Access Pipeline protesters from the police brutality. And so they're basically going to have literally an army of bodyguards. I hope the police will stand down. But again, we live in a country where corporate profits are the top priority. That's what we're going to do. By golly, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make the corporations rich, and who cares what the people think? Do you know how ironic it is where tomorrow we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving about how our ancestors first came to this country and they had that hard winter and they were saved because the Indians took such good care of them? And at the same time, we've got the police up there in North Dakota trying to kick these Native Americans off their land. It is their land by treaty in order to run an oil pipeline through that is a serious threat to their drinking water supply. Can you see the irony of that juxtaposition of historical events? You know, we'll make a big deal about the Indians for Thanksgiving Day, but you know, in the real world, just get rid of those people. It's amazing. I mean, if you want to talk about war crimes and brutality, you look at the way the Native Americans have been treated. Things like the massacre at Sand Creek. Little historical footnote, I'll bet most of you didn't know. The massacre at Sand Creek was led by a Methodist minister. God wills it! God wills it! Kill him! Kill him! Doesn't the Bible say thou shalt not kill? Well, it doesn't apply here. Down in Australia, the state of Victoria has now issued a permanent ban on fracking. Good for them. Now, here are the unpleasant realities. Here in the United States of America, fracking has caused a huge amount of damage, contaminated drinking water supplies, killed the fish in lakes, ponds, and streams, triggered seismic activity all over Oklahoma and nearby environs, may have triggered the quake that damaged the Washington Monument, and they're not actually getting the volume of oil and gas out of these wells they thought they were going to. During that oil price war with Russia, the fracking companies were losing money. Some of them actually went out of business. It was a harebrained scheme, and it did not work. Now, a couple of computer stories, then we're going to take a phone call here. Skype has been down this morning for much of the United States, primarily in the northeastern states. Fortunately, obviously, since you're hearing my voice, we are able to Skype from Hawaii to Round Rock, Texas. But most of southern England, Spain, Japan, and Ecuador were having problems, as well as Moscow and St. Petersburg in Russia. And I have seen that on the internet, there are all kinds of weird routing issues getting packets to and from the mainland. We were having some issues with that earlier in the day. Thankfully, it seems to have gone away. Now, as you know, one of the primary targets of ransomware are hospitals. And the thinking is very simple. They will pay the ransom right now, and they'll do it very, very fast, because without those computerized records, they don't know how to treat their patients. They could actually kill somebody with the wrong treatment or medication. And apparently, one of the Trojans that targets U.S. healthcare organizations avoids detection by going to sleep for prolonged periods after the initial infection, so security scans don't pick it up in operation. And this article I'm looking at is saying the healthcare sector has been disproportionately targeted. Of the top 20 most affected organizations, of the highest number of infected computers, 40% are in healthcare, because they know they'll pay the ransom rather than risk harm to their patients and the inevitable lawsuit. And where's the NSA when all of this is happening? Weren't they supposed to be protecting our nation's computer infrastructure? Or are they behind the ransomware? Is the ransomware like civil asset forfeiture, another way for a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government to pillage its own population? We're going to go back to the phones here. Fran in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There you are. If there was a little glitch, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. You're so quick. I'm calling for a comment on the Dakota Access Pipeline and the protectors and Donald Trump. I listened to you faithfully. I voted for Trump. I think he's got a lot of right ideas, but I'm begging, please don't start your administration by running roughshod over the Sioux people. Something came across my desk the other day that somebody hollered at one of the water protectors and telling them to go home.
I believe that land has actually been their home since before Columbus.
Well, yeah. And if you saw 2012... before they were actually going to take off on these arcs, and the tidal wave is coming, and they closed the door on all the Chinese workers that built the things, and you know, there was a climatic scenes where, you know, don't start this new world by shutting the door and killing an untold number of Chinese that built these things. And then they open the doors and da-da-da-da-da. But it's like that with Trump. I mean, please, oh, please work with the tribes. The narcocracy has ridden roughshod over all of our environment for way too long.
Part of the problem is that they have exploited environmental concern for a fast buck to the point where, unfortunately, the environmental movement has discredited itself by getting on board with human-caused global warming and carbon taxes and carbon credits, and they've kind of blown their credibility. And it's actually, in the long run, it's going to bring more harm to the environment. Just like the feminist movement's obsession with rape and so forth actually resulted in greater risk to women. But they're not thinking about what's actually making the world better, just what they can get votes and money and power and book deals off of. I would hope that Trump, and I understand he's got a financial interest in this pipeline, but in theory, yeah, under the blind trust, he can't have that anymore. But I would think that we'd work to find a compromise. Run that pipeline somewhere else where these people's drinking water is not at risk. Okay, Fran, we got to let you go.
Okay,
got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and getting on back to the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're dealing with what's called the NIMBY phenomenon, not in my backyard. And so anytime you have any kind of a facility that represents a possible threat It winds up being put on the land of whoever has the least political clout. And we know that because there's that nuclear plant over in New York built on Native American land that has been leaking. It's got a history of leaks, Indian Point nuclear facility. And they're still letting it run. And by the way, it is past the end of its design lifespan. So, now then, getting on back to computers. Apparently, there is a malware attack against ATMs that's been spotted by Kaspersky, where apparently ATMs, when there is a one of the criminals standing nearby, will all of a sudden just spit cash out. And it's basically hacking these centralized systems to make them issue cash. And the criminals don't need to steal your card or your number. It's just whatever cash is inside the ATM gets dumped out. And it's been hitting in Armenia, Estonia, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Now, as part of their child pornography campaign, and I'm fully on board with that, by the way, I really think it has to be dealt with. But apparently the FBI, on the basis of just one single warrant, hacked over 8,000 computers in 120 countries. And what they did was they took over a dark web child pornography site. And instead of shutting it down, the FBI ran this child pornography website and used it to plant spyware and malware on the people visiting the site. Now, the problem with that is this means the FBI has been trafficking in child porn. Why are they exempt from the law? Why is it okay for the government to commit a crime in order to find other criminals? And again, I agree with what they're trying to do. I just don't agree with how they're doing it. It's a little hypocritical. It's like when a motorcycle police officer pulls you over to give you a ticket in your car for not wearing your seatbelt. It seems less about public safety and more about finding another reason to grab your money. Now, there is a prank video circulating around. And it doesn't cause permanent harm, but apparently if you play this video, after the video is over, it's planted some code that slows your iPhone down until you have to do a full reset. And it's just somebody's idea of a dirty trick, but if your iPhone is all of a sudden acting weird, do a full reset on it. All right, there's the music. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these words.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Broadcasting Network.